The next kina is a difficult kina in the sense that it describes a certain vikuach between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says Medrash, Amar Chia, Mitchilas Brios Hashem Olam Tzafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Besamidash Bani V'Chayav V'Bani. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Besamidash would be built and destroyed, and the Rabbi Elazar Kalev, the Balakina, it goes through the kina describing in how many places it already has been destined, in how many places is it already alluded to that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And he says, Eichas HaShakfar Suhu, how is it that something that already was done, Tova Meni Ligvis Nishyehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it as a punishment. Before the world was created, you already, it says, it's a remnant of the Chor Beis HaMikdash. So before you created the world, you already had it lined up. So why are we getting slapped with it? Why is it like that? And then it goes on, it goes through a whole bunch of the Bris Ben Absarim. Adam Arishan had a taina, same Chazal over there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tshuva in the wings already beforehand. Adam ki yomus bayil, he knew there would be Misa. And this goes on and on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu that this would all be ready. So the first point that he's debating, the first point that he's being mekainen is Ayitachin, that everything in the Golos is predestined, and we're still being smacked for it. So it's considered that we're being punished for it. The end of it, he goes with the opposite direction. He says, Tovu tardim leidazman. Chazal wanted to know when the Gula would be. Kilegalitz kates of Zuman. Yaakov Avinu Av gathered us together to give us the kates, and he couldn't do it. And so on. He goes through Moshe Rabbeinu everywhere where he asks. Moshe Rabbeinu got frustrated when he saw there's no Gula coming, and so on. He goes through and through and through where we don't know. And there's sort of a taina here that on the one hand the Gullahs already had predestined. On the other hand, the Gula, you can't even find a remez of it. It should be the other way around. And it's a tsar that the Balakina is mevata. I want to explain the understanding of why it is like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the predestined, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said Toyu Vavoy and so on and so forth, Moshel Ma'adav Adayma, if a person builds a building and he knows there's a lot of stress on a certain part of the building, he preempts it and puts a cut there. He cuts it so that he can put the stress where it has to be, and therefore it doesn't destroy the building, but it rather allows for the pressure to be released along a certain line. Or simpler mashal, a person has a fire extinguisher because he doesn't want a fire to happen. The fire didn't happen because there was fire extinguisher all the way around. Anything, churban is so immense, so devastating, that if it wouldn't be written before, if there wouldn't be a parsha of churban in the Torah, it would be a hafgah from the world. That would have been the end of the world. Because it's not part of churban, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing Ra to overrun his Makom Kadosh and his Am Kadosh and destroy it, means basically the Toyo Vavoy of the world, and that's it. The world has no suskiyo. By writing it down beforehand means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world a mahalach of churban also. Churban is part of the Bria also. Klal Yisrael, when we look back, we understand that the churbanes of Klal Yisrael are part of the binyan of Klal Yisrael. But we only know it because we've seen it already. Any mahalach of the on the magnitude of churban, when you understand, if the tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poi eshev ki visiha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an akud in this world to be in, if that's the tachlis of the Bria, so when that becomes charev, the world is charev. Where's the schus kiyam? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked into the world of kiyam, into the world of Torah, the inyan of churban, it means, as bad as it is, it's part of Torah. It's not the close of Torah. It's part of the Bria. Tohu Vavohu is after Bracious. There's a word Bracious, and after that there's Tohu Vavohu. So it means within a world that exists, there's Tohu Vavohu, a tuf of Tohu Vavohu, a mokam Tohu Vavohu. Tohu Vavohu is encompassed by it. And so is Misa. So the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in before, it's not a setup. It's the other way around. It's what saves us. It's because it already has a makom in Torah. So when it comes, it's not the end of it all, but it's a parasha. And the flip side is Geula. If Geula was written in the Torah with the Behirus and the Brirus, it would be another parasha in the Torah. It wouldn't be the Ad Ki Yavo Shiloi, that this is the culmination of the Bria. The culmination is something that's beyond it. The stimus ha-geula is because geula doesn't fit into Torah. Geula is the bringing the world to a whole different tikkun, to a whole different matzav. So when we look at it with eyes of basa, it's outrageous. The churban you already had lined up before. Geula is a vague promise with no date, no amount, nothing. And that's the kinah, because that's the tzar we feel. We do feel that way. There's an endless amount of eichas. Endless amount of eichas. You can go through volumes and volumes. There's no tkufa that you can't pick out the tzars and so on and so forth. But the geula is vague. You're not allowed to figure it out, and it's vague and so on. And it's difficult for us to live through it. The tzaras are so real and the geulas are daftachas. But the truth is the exact opposite. That which it says is finite. It's in the bubble. And there's a beginning to it and there's an end to it. And those inyanim that are ne'elam, those inyanim that are be'etzem hester, chasoyim, this is a chazayin of stuma. It's something that you can't see. Ein l'rasa. It's because it belongs to a different world. All we know is that it will be, and it, that will be the seif of all ra and the beginning of all taif.